It wasn't a broken switch, it was intentional. It was a criminal act, Rell said. We are investigating two possibilities. Sabotage directed by a foreign government and left-wing extremism. We cannot rule out either possibility at this time. RWE, the company that operates the power substation, said five coal-fired power plant units with a combined capacity of 4,200 megawatts were taken offline after the incident. Police said investigators found six launch devices in a nearby cornfield. Chief Detective Michael Esser told reporters that the devices were supposedly designed to use pyrotechnic devices to lift a wire high above the power lines. The investigation has so far found that the perpetrators deliberately caused a short circuit by placing conductive material, presumably cables, over the overhead line. Security officials from both regions were in contact and closely checking for possible connections between the Brandenburg and Bergheim incidents, Rell said. Two power plant units were running again by Wednesday afternoon. Another one was expected to go back online later on Wednesday. Work is underway to bring the two remaining units back online by the weekend. German power infrastructure has previously been affected under similar circumstances. Suspected left-wing extremists set fire to high-voltage lines near a power plant in southwest Berlin in January. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.